Graham, thanks for joining me. I know you're busy. Can you tell us what many of us felt on Tuesday night?
Well, you hopefully felt more than just one if you were awake. And the largest was a magnitude 4.4, located about 3 miles north of Galena High School. And it was a normal fault, which is interesting for scientists in terms of what that might mean. But yeah, it was a very strong jolt. And there were about 5 earthquakes above magnitude 3 in that little sequence around 10:30 last night. It was very close to my house, so I really felt it.
So you just said it's interesting that it's a normal fault. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah. It was a normal fault. We don't tend to see those earthquakes very much. In this area, we tend to see some of these smaller strike slip faults light up. And the reason why it's a little bit interesting is that the larger earthquake fault lines in this region are normal faults, including in the Reno Basin down here in the south end of the basin. So if we were to have a large earthquake, it would be on one of these normal fault structures. So obviously, we had a middle-sized earthquake on one of those, so it brings a little extra attention.
When's the last time a tremor of this size was felt this widely?
Last time was the Mogul event, which was in 2008 in the northwest part of town between Mogul and Somerset. They end up having about 3 magnitude 4s or above stretched out over a very long period of time, with a lot of little ones in between, if people recall. The largest one was just shy of magnitude 5 that came later in the sequence. And then the only other one close to this was back in 2013 up by Spanish Springs, and it was a little bit smaller than this one.
I imagine the day after an event like this is a busy one for your lab. What exactly do you do the day after a series of earthquakes hits like this at the seismological lab?
As you can imagine, it starts right away and keeps going. One of the things is to make sure that we pick all the earthquakes to understand smaller ones, where the sequence is and what it might mean. Also, it's kind of going back and figuring out what didn't work so great. And, you know, one of the things is our website just got mauled and went down for about an hour. So we'll look at the numbers, and it'll be yet another reason why we need to put it on the cloud so that we can sustain these urban events where people hit it real hard. So we want to, again, use this like everybody else should to make sure everyone's house is in order.
A lot of people are wondering if this is the start of a so-called swarm where there's a series of them. Can you speak to that?
Well, that's one of the things we always look for. We don't know that till after the fact, but we do know a lot of earthquakes in Nevada tend to come in swarms. We're seeing that in the Sheldon sequence up in the northwest corner. Occasionally, you get a couple days worth and it just turns off. So, you know, we're kind of keeping our eyes peeled for that. And a lot of the larger earthquakes historically in our region have started with swarms. On the other hand, not all swarms become large earthquakes, so we're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. But I think this is a definite call to make sure that people understand to drop cover and hold on when they feel a shaking, and that they can go on to shakeoutdoor.org/Nevada to look how to prepare your space, like strap down water heaters, that picture frame above your bed down. It should never be there. Things like that. And so we always try to encourage resiliency in terms of what you can personally do. And this is, again, another call for the community to begin to do a better job to make sure we do, or when we have a larger earthquake, that we can survive through it in a business community sense.
Graham Kent is the director of the Nevada Seismological Lab here at the University of Nevada, Reno. Thank you so much for joining me.
Not a problem.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Julia Ritchie.